Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello, Sean?
There? Yeah, I tried to call you back, but I forgot you were calling me on the ring number.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering. I said, man, I thought maybe your phone had died. We had been on the phone for a while, right? So I was like, Sean's phone probably died.
I got on the charger, dude. I got life on here, but yeah, you just knocked off.
The call just dropped on us?
Yeah, you just dropped right in the middle of talking. I was like, I thought maybe your phone died or something. I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just jump right back in where we're at, man. I apologize. I don't know what happened there. That was wow.
Nah, you're good.
But yeah. We were on the this is a 2-month verbal agreement, right? So the payments will automatically renew on the 22nd day of each month in the amount of $249. That would be your monthly recurring payment. Now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I sent you. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you would do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Right.
Now, you understand why I say we're very performance-based?
Yeah, and I can pause it when I want.
You can pause it. You can resume it. You know, that's not a problem at all. You can also not just pause your local service tags, but you can even pause our program, right?
Okay,
so if you need to pause our program for any duration, you're on vacation or whatever, you're able to do that. No big deal. Okay. Now, keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. So then now what you'd want to do is open up go back to your dashboard.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me go to the dashboard. Okay, I'm in there. Get started. I turn microphone, phone, and Bluetooth on. Agree to receive messages, certify that I'm authorized holder, acknowledge the payments are automatic and reoccurring. Okay, then I put my name, Sean Real, and then confirm. It's it. All right, go to confirm. No, it's not. Says, sorry, your account does not have a valid package. Contact us. All right.
Let me see here.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm looking into see why you're not assigned.
Maybe you got to go in there and assign me.
Yeah, let me see. It should already go through. Let me just update it. 1 sec.
Now, once we do this, you're going to contact Nice Jobs and say, listen, you're going to take over the managing of the website, or what's going on here? Do I got to pay that $99 no more?
Yeah, the $99, yeah, exactly. Like I said, we're going to consolidate everything. We're going to get you saving money because that's already going to be included here. We'll rebuild the website, and we'll have that presented to you within 7 to 10 days. Any updates as well as chatbots, and we'll have it taken care of.
Well, the thing is, I have a website now. That's the problem. I don't want to be paying them $99 and then you two.
No, for sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're not going to have to pay them next month. Obviously, I'm sure you've already paid for this month, right? So what we're going to do is lock in your listing right now. From 7 to 10 days, we're going to have that new website up and running, and you're not going to have to worry about the other website anymore, right? Now, did you buy the domain or did they buy it on your behalf?
I bought the domain name.
Okay, perfect. Then we can use the same domain. No big deal.
Right. And then, I mean, you've seen the website that I have, right?
Yes, I pulled up your website.
All right, you're going to make it look nicer?
Absolutely. Anything else that you're wanting to update on there, let us know. But, yeah, we're definitely going to give that website a new facelift.
All right, beautiful. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, ideal three. There we go.
All right, so it should have updated for you. Did that update on your end?
Let me check.
Okay.
Refresh it. Oh, I got it. No, it's still saying don't have a valid package.
Sometimes it takes a few minutes just because, I mean, it's not, usually we process it the other way around, right? And then the package goes all the way through and then obviously everything just gets transmitted, right? But I'm doing it backwards, so just give me 1 second.
Yeah, I mean, why? Okay, login. Maybe it's because I wasn't logged in, maybe. Okay, I'm at the login.
Yeah, you're going to want to log in for sure.
477-285-2. Maybe it's because it's a new. What does it say? How did you do my name? S-H-A-W-N-R-H-E-A-L space? Saying it doesn't. It says signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. How did you? Maybe there's no space. Can you see my account anyway?
I see your account here. I have your account pulled up.
Is it company? I mean, okay, something's signature, your name. To agree, please electronically sign this document. How is my name spelled? How do you spell my name?
Sean, S-H-A-W-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and go ahead and spell your last name for me, Sean.
R-H-E-A-L.
Oh, it's just like your mom. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
It's not working.
999. 7518. Okay, try again. Sean Real. I put capital R, H-E-A-L.
And the space between my first and last name?
Yeah.
All right. not coming up. It's saying, please fix highlighted portion of your text, Sean Real. Oh, it's lowercase. Hold on. Okay, and what's exactly lowercase? I don't understand why it's not working, dude. Please fix the highlighted portion of the text. Sean Real.
Mm-hmm.
I did. It's...
Okay, so right now in the dashboard, you're on your login screen, right? And you're putting in your name information?
Yeah, where it says signature, your name. Please electronically sign this document.
Right, go ahead and accept those for me.
Agree for messages, certify that I'm authorized. Then I put my name in.
Are you on a mobile device or a PC, Sean?
Mobile.
Mobile. Okay.
Yeah, because I downloaded the app from the Play Store.
No, you downloaded the app.
Yeah, but I'm on the... localsplash.com terms and conditions.
Okay. So what I'm going to need you to do, Sean, go to my.localsplash.com.
Let me go on the website. Maybe I can do it through the computer. Maybe something with that. All right.
Correct.
Okay. Go to Google. My Splash.
Okay. So from there, your username is going to be your phone number, and your password is going to be all lowercase.
Okay.
Web social.
All right. All right. My local splash.
Yeah. My dot local splash.
ID localsplash.com. Username.
Mm-hmm.
Number.
Done.
And the password was what?
Web social.
Web. What? All lowercase?
Yeah, all lowercase.
Incorrect password. Social. Web social. Hold on. It's going to be WebSocial.
Got it.
No, it says invalid username.
And your username, you did your phone number with no dashes? Yeah, 321-999-7518. No dashes in between, no spaces.
Alright. No, invalid username or password. Hold on, this is id.localsplash.com account login.
Mm-hmm.
Localsplash.com. Yeah. Welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials. My phone number is 954-477-2852. Password, web social, WebSocial. This dude forgot, username or something?
They're all the same.
Did you put the email address here? Let's do appliancekings.biz. There you go, that works. tried to log in. No, forgot password. Support at 1-877-635-6225.
Yeah. So the phone number I have for you right now is 321-999-7518.
All right. Let me just put that one. That's not my number, though. It's
your 312?
I have a bunch of numbers. I told you that was that's my Ring Central phone number. My cell phone number is 954-477-2852. All right. So let me just put this in 245. No, mine's 999-321-999-7518.
That's right.
That's my ring. Okay, that's the number you use. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just use that for now. There it goes. That worked.
Perfect. Now, from there, that's where you're going to be able to go ahead and open up for your account settings and your billing.
It probably didn't work down here because I was putting the 954 number in.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you have all those different numbers with the other companies that you have, like, tracking numbers on and stuff. So, right.
I'd rather you guys give me a 954 number if we're going to use instead of this 321. But we'll use it for now.
That's fine. I can update the phone number. Just give me the best phone number that you want. This is the one we were going to use to contact you and things like that. So 954.
7518, and then my name as it appears. No, it's still not accepting my name. Capital S-H-A-N-R-A-T.
Okay. 321-954-7518. Okay, I'll update that for you here. Now, what you're going to want to do to update your credit card info is you'll go into account settings.
I'm still trying to log in. It's not taking my name. Let me see here. 321-999. No spaces on there? Or yeah, space.
No spaces, no dashes. Yeah.
It says mobile number, but 321-999. It's a VoIP phone. It's not a mobile number.
I'll change it. I'll update it right now. It's just the one that we had on file. So since for the purposes of getting you to log in and update this, I'll leave it right now. And then as soon as you're done, I'll update the phone number and it'll change for you.
Maybe I can put dashes for this one on the terms of one. Sean Real. Did you spell my name correctly?
Sean, S-H-A-W-N, and Real is R-H-E-A-L.
Yes, that's how you spell it. Not working, man. I don't know what's going on. I'm logged in just fine.
Okay. Perfect.
I just can't.
Okay, in the upper right hand corner you'll see an SW.
Huh?
In the upper right hand corner you're gonna see an SW. With your initials, basically.
I see my name. How do I close this thing out? And this, the problem is it's taking me this service agreement, dude. I should be able to go pay and then pay first and then take me to this, or add the opinion on this thing or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, so you should be able to do that by clicking the SR in the upper right-hand corner. It'll say your name, and then right next to your name, you'll see a gray button that'll say SR. Click on that button.
I won't let me, dude. It's taking me and locking me into a local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay. The TNC is locking you. Okay. Well, I mean, basically the terms and conditions are what we went over, right, with your voice verification that we already kind of read through. So, I mean, if you can just accept those for me, it'll let you update your CC info.
I'm trying to get to my account so that I can just go ahead and put my payment information. And then before it processes the payment information, it should do it at the end of this particular. So basically, if I should be able to go directly to the payment information, and then once it processes the goes to process the payment, I agree to the terms of the agreement, and then it goes to process the car.
Yeah, I hear you, Sean. But remember, since you normally we process these payments over the phone, right? So we're kind of doing everything backwards right now with you, so that way you could feel safe and secure.
No, dude, this terms of service agreement is backwards. You shouldn't.
I understand, but it's only coming like that. Like, look, I'll tell you what, Sean. Give me a little bit of your trust. Let me process that payment for you, and then you're gonna see your terms and conditions come in afterwards.
Yeah, bro. I do not. There's processing a payment without even a term of agreement. I'm not doing it. It's not even accepting me. I'm not even able to sign the terms of the agreement, dude.
Because you just gotta click the little boxes. That's why. There's little boxes there.
That's why I told you I don't do this debt like that. Absolutely not, bro. If I can't even sign a term of agreement and it doesn't allow me to make a payment online and I can't even do a term of agreement online, I'm just giving my card out for nothing, dude. That's not how that works, bro. I don't give my card. That's why I don't do nothing over the phone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why, you know, we're giving you the access so you can see your term and agreement.
There's no proof of nothing, dude. There's no proof of a term of agreement signed because I can't sign it. And you're not letting me make the payment online before I even get to the term. Either one should come first. It doesn't matter. I should be able
to. Yeah, for sure. I hear you. So when you try to click on that little box, it's not clicking for you?
No, man. I put my mobile number in, and it's not accepting my name. So therefore,
So you're back to the beginning?
No, man. I'm logged in, but I can't.
Yeah, you got to click the little boxes that are off on the side. They put a check mark in them. And then you would go and put your name in. It won't allow you to put your name in until those have been checked off.
No, it doesn't. Bro, it's either locking me out or there's no term agreement signed. If there's no term of agreement signed, how am I going to give you my – at least a term of agreement should be signed. And I have a copy of it before I process the payment. Or I should be able to process payment online – and then go to the or agree to the terms of the agreement, and then it go directly to the payment. So like, it should allow me to sign the terms of the agreement, and then when I'm done signing it, go to a payment area. But if I don't have that, then I don't have nothing. I just gave my card and pissed in the wind my information because the term of agreement is not being able to be signed.
Okay, yeah, it can be signed though. I need you to click those boxes for me.
Which boxes? I clicked it.
So you're gonna see some small boxes off on the side, and when you click on those, a check mark will appear.
I clicked.
Once you have a check mark on all of them, once you check mark all of them, then you can go and put your name in there.
There's only two of them.
So go ahead and check both of them off for me. And then once, there should be three.
All right, and this is how it looks, man. The top part is blacked out. I mean, it's screened off. You know what I mean? It's like it's inactive. So I can't go to leads, website. I can't go to my name. I see I'm logged in the background, but I can't access my account. So then it goes to local / terms of experience. Below is the summary of the complete terms of experience between yourself and local / To see the complete terms of experience, please click here. The services below may vary depending on the package selected. I don't even have I can't even select the package, dude. So you go.
No, you don't have to. We already assigned the package for you. Yeah, I already selected that for you.
The problem is, dude, that it's not recognizing that. That's the problem.
Okay, go ahead and click reactivate account for me.
I can log in, man, with no problem. I'm logged in still.
Okay.
There's another word that says reactivate account. It just says cancellation refund, seasonal hold, payments, delivery dates, SMS communication, live client support, advanced reporting, call tracking, Google Workspace, Yelp ads. You went over this already. You went over the whole terms of the agreement online. Then you go to mobile number. You put your mobile number in. So you said 321. 999-7518. I put my phone number in with no dashes. Agree to receive messages. I certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer of the credit card. I selected that. Then it says, okay, put your name in as it appears on the card. S-H-A-W-R-H-E-L. So I spell my full name, first and last name. Then the date, 7/22, confirm. It says signatures does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. So you're trying to get it to where that you're putting my card information in where I'm not putting it in, and then it's not letting me in. I don't give my card information over the phone, dude, because this leaves the door open for someone. It's not responsible to give your card information over the phone ever. You should be able to do this online. It should say enter. If it's going to let me enter my card, it should just let me enter my card information down here at the bottom. But it's all cut out.
So, Sean, this is what I'm going to need you to do me one favor, right? Okay? This is what I'm going to need you to do. So that way we can just get right down to it. What you're going to want to do is exit out the app for me. Just close it completely.
All right,
close the window on your phone.
Let me close that out. Now, once I close that out, I'm going to close this one out.
Close it completely. Open up your browser. No, don't open it back up. Leave it all closed. What you're going to open up is going to be your browser. Yeah, don't open the app. Open your browser. If you're on an iPhone, it'll be Safari. Okay, you're on your computer? Okay. So then on your browser, go to my.localsplash.com.
Okay, my local splash.
My dot. Yeah, it's my dot local splash. You got to put the dot or it won't take you to the correct page.
My
local
dot
splash. Local yeah.
Splash.com.
That's right.
Okay, so it just take. I logged out. It still saved me. It still says I'm logged in.
Okay.
I logged. I mean, I can't.
Okay. Now, what does the screen say there in the browser? Do you see your two letters? The SR top right corner.
No, I'm telling you right now. In the left hand corner, local / advanced reporting, and then on the right side is my name, and then SR.
Mm-hmm.
Right side. And then in the middle.
Click on the SR for me. Yeah, just click on the SR right now.
Will not let you. It's inactive. You can see it, but you cannot get to it with the mouse. Because you have the main terms of agreement, the mobile number. Here, let me just take a picture and show it to you. Can you get text on this line or what? I mean, hold on. I can email it to you. Or whatever. It does not allow you to click on my account. It's trying to take me to an agreement.
Because remember, we got to accept those terms in agreement. So accept them on your browser for me. You're going to click those three boxes.
There's two boxes on here. I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number. 3,
so I'm going to have, right now, Sean, I have one of my technical directors. They're going to jump on the line and help.
Hey, Sean.
You cannot send messages to the 321 number. It's on Ring Central.
Okay, what's the number?
The number that you're going to use on my account is 954.
Okay.
477-2852.
All right, I'm going to send you a link right now, a meeting link, so that we can talk face-to-face with a video call. So you can share your screen, show me exactly what challenges we're facing, and we can overcome this together, okay? I'm going to send you a text right now with a meeting link.
That's beautiful.
Cool.
That'd be great.
I'm here for it. There you go. You're getting that. I'm going to send it to David. David's going to join us right now, and I'll be in there, okay?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in just a second. You should be able to get right in when you click that.
Well, that's on my phone you sent.
Okay, you want me to send it to your email?
You want to see my computer screen or my phone screen?
I'd rather see your computer screen. It'll be easier. What's the best email address to send it to?
You're going to send it to appliancekings.biz@gmail.com.
appliancekings.biz@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me 1 second. It's just going to say, meet me here. Okay? It's a blue clickable link.
Yeah, that's
from anelson@localsplash.com.
Right.
Okay? And I just clicked send. So I'll stay on the phone with you until you log into the meeting. It should.
David Gonzalez. Oh, that was the guarantee.
Yeah, if you refresh it, it should be anelson@localsplash.com.
I got it. Coming in.
Cool.
Now. Use your phone camera. Okay, allow this time. Here. All right.
All right, I'm going to disconnect this phone call.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
You guys see me? Anybody there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here, Sean. We're just waiting for you to log in.
Yeah, I'm on the camera. I can see myself, but I don't see anybody that joined me.
Yeah. I just have to show the camera.
Yeah, you don't have to show your camera if you don't want to, but you want to click join now. You'll see yourself first. Yeah, ask to join. There you go.
Oh, it's in like Zoom.
Okay.
There you go, Sean.
All right.
Hi, Sean.